Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Make tracks to the Tulsa Farm Show December 8th through 10th at the Tulsa Fairgrounds River Spirit Expo and see all the latest for farm and ranch from over 370 exhibitors, along with cattle equipment demos and the Livestock Handling Skills Scholarship Finals. Don't miss Craig Cameron's horse training seminars, test drive, and enter to win a new Hustler mower, and participate in the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details.
It's go time. So when we say DuPont Pioneer is with you from the word go, that means now. Just ask your local team.
It's time to put our high-yielding corn products to work on your farm.
With superior genetics, they're built to yield.
Your local Pioneer team understands timing is everything.
We're ready when you are.
It's go time.
So let's get going.
Talk to your local Pioneer sales professional about planting Pioneer brand corn products. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
Cattle futures finished lower for both feeder cattle and live cattle today. January feeders down 17 cents, 126.67, $1.27 off of the low. Now, there was some mid-morning volatility. The market was higher and then sold off as much as $1.50 lower about mid-morning here. Live cattle, same story. But we finished just slightly lower, down 10 to 20 in the feeder cattle and then 40 to 70 lower on the live cattle. Box beef here, just a touch lower at midday. Choice was down 98 cents at 189.53. This is the highest level we've been in about 2 months, 3 months now, I guess. So overall, though, the box beef has come up some. The choice select spread is still pretty wide at $17.28. Packer margins are estimated to be around $90 a head, so that could support the live cattle or fed cattle prices. This week, mid-morning, that volatility was on the heels of the Fed Cattle Exchange. 3,400 head changed hands at an average weighted price of 110.28. Soon after, there was some 112 trade in Texas. Of course, coming into today, it looked like it was 112 bid to start with. So 112 or so is where the cash market is going to round out. Both the feeder cattle index and the live cattle cash price are above the front month futures.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain markets mostly steady today. We were a little bit lower in corn, lower in wheat, but higher in soybeans. That's in line with what the hedge funds have been doing, of course. They're long beans, about 150,000 contracts, short 112,000 wheat, and short 41,000 corn. And so it seems like they're just continuing to support those positions. There was two big export sales numbers for soybeans this morning. 330,000 metric tons of beans were sold to China, 136,000 metric tons of beans to an unknown destination. And both of those are a continuation of the trend we've been seeing where the world really finds the United States beans cheap. So hopefully that'll keep happening and that'll keep the beans above $10. This Friday, we've got the monthly USDA ending stocks, both U.S. and world, and then world production. That'll be this Friday, 11 a.m. It should not be too big of a report due to the fact that it's not the growing season. There's not a whole lot of things changing at this point. But ending stocks for wheat are 1.139 billion bushels. Last estimate was 1.143. Corn, 2.413. The estimate's 2.403. And then soybeans, 470 million, where last month it was 480 million. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.